You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. It's time now for another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, we could do a show that would last for days and days, couldn't we?
Yeah, I think we could, Dan. I really do.
Just you and I.
Yep.
We could solve the world's problems. I'm convinced of that.
Not sure of that.
Well,
probably create a couple along the way.
But boy, it would feel good.
It would feel good. We'd get it all out.
It would. Well, so how are you surviving the weather?
Well, it's been very interesting. I think all the snowfall, man, a guy's got to be very tired of it. I think it's stressing a lot of folks.
Yeah. You know, you're right. I remember the good old days when we got this stuff spread out from between Thanksgiving and March, as opposed to, you know, now we're getting it just condensed all in a couple of days and a whole huge amounts at the same time.
Yeah, it's been wild. I mean, of course, it's one of the snowiest Februarys on record.
Isn't that
20 something? Inches or whatever it is so far.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it snows no more in February.
Yeah, because March is around the corner and April, and it's pretty much over.
And we're back home.
You bet. You bet. Well, how are sales in your office this week, Greg?
Sales are good. You know, I think it is, of course, seasonally a little quieter in this, but right now we find people are kind of perking up and getting ready to see what's out there in the spring. They're starting to look. People are saying we're going to do it now, and it just is a good time with interest rates. I mean, I think they're at an all-time low for the most after the most recent increases we've had, but they're back down in that, I want to call it, mid-4 range.
Wow. That's unbelievable. You and I live through the tough times.
It is such an opportunity, and I've worked with some people, and it's still the prices, and you get the payments. And recently, I just went a little jaunt down to Florida, and there was one builder down there that was advertising payments as kind of the big deal, $1,800 a month for the total payment, and that was the big deal. And, you know, that's just a hard deal still, I think, for a lot of folks to muscle up to that payment like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, affordability of homes is going to be a big factor, and I don't know if anybody's started to hear about that, but I've just felt over the last couple years with all of the increases in fees that it takes to build a house, how that's really coming to light now, and that affects everybody buying a home. I have a development I'm trying to open up, which would be more affordable. Could hit that 250 to 265 price range, but we can't kind of come to terms with the city, so that's in a hold pattern. But I will say this, I will come to terms with the city. I promise you I will come to terms.
It has to be. You are right. I mean, cities as another stream of income have this fee thing going on.
Yes, and you know, it's gotten huge.
Yes.
And as the Builders Association is now pronounced, and they've got a study out, the fees are enormous. It's kind of crazy that it's 25 to 30% of a house value in
are
fees.
Are you kidding?
Nope, and that's not a made-up number. That's for real. The example is a house, we got a builder that builds in Minnesota and then builds in Hudson, Wisconsin. The same house in Hudson, the same house costs $60,000 less due to fees.
Wow. Wow.
So yes, they have higher real estate taxes, but you have a lower upfront cost, and that's why if you ever drive through Hudson, you'll see that's kind of exploding. Well, that's why. So they are inducive, and I know that I have to verify these numbers now, but as far as I know, Hastings last year, 15 single-family residential permits in town.
Yes, I heard that, in fact, on the station. They were talking about when they had the thing up at the old Hastings Country Club, they talked about that I think there was 15 homes built in Hastings. Now, that isn't, I mean, what is that number small for this size of a community?
Take a wild guess. How many you know, and this is what I got to verify because it's kind of a number, but I heard it the other day and I haven't verified it, but my son said it. Now, I got to make sure it doesn't include any multi or anything like that, but how many permits single family do you think Red Wing had last year? Wild guess.
30.
66.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Oh, that's the deal. Red Wing could get 60-plus units out, and Hastings only 15. I just tell you why. It's because Hastings can't allow progress the old way, you know. We have a new mayor who's going to put a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
it will be a breath of fresh air. She's already making the changes. You know that.
Yep.
So it's just a matter of everything falling into place now, and people kind of starting to realize, hey, we've got to look at things different. We have to look at all the fees that we put on new construction. We have to look at all the roadblocks that we put up to new construction. I mean, you know, the whole thing is a sack and whack thing, and how that affects new home prices.
Mm-hmm.
So the sack
again,
and whack,
extra fees.
It's an extra
more
fee.
Fees, yeah.
And what the fee really was for was the filtration plant on Highway 55.
Right.
So all those new sack and whacks covered the there. Now the previous council, the previous mayors, thought it unfair to raise the water cost. But, you know, if it's a water cost, why should a new home buyer be paying that? Why shouldn't it be the people, the
using
user?
The water.
Yes.
Yes.
As unfair as that may sound.
But that's the reality of things. If you're going to use it, pay for it.
I know it, because you can't expect somebody else to pay your bill.
Right.
And I think that's unfair. And so, whatever, that's a change that I think is going to be coming soon.
Good.
And, of course, I think that there needs to be a whole look at our entire water department, period.
Yeah. And, yeah, that is.
And sometimes you look at these costs and you say, okay, but maybe the costs are out of line also, the way that things are run. And I think that's the thing. We got to be a little more frugal in our government. And I think if we're more frugal and a little more relaxed on what we can do, I think things will get better. We'll get new homes. We get those prices in line with the existing market. We can attract people from Hastings, from outside of Hastings.
And it saves a whole bunch of problems. There's a reason our school district is not growing and we're losing kids.
Yes.
When you have a maximum of 15 new homes in a town, mm-hmm. And then what happens? Then the school has to, you know, to heat those buildings, whether there's 100 students in them or 1,000, doesn't make any difference. You still have the same heating costs, lighting costs, yes. And stuff. They have to come, and the taxpayers have to pony up for that difference. You don't have these problems in Woodbury, Apple Valley, Rosemont that are growing communities. So there's a whole chain of events that happen because of that.
Do you have any political aspirations,
Dan? I better get off my soapbox here.
Hey, we may have a Senate opening in Minnesota as soon as Amy Klobuchar gets elected president. No?
I'll let you run that. I'll be your running mate.
Oh, you sounded good, so I thought let you go. Yeah. So anyways.
Well, no, I mean, there's a whole chain of events of bad things that happen when you just take the short term and charge upfront fees. You know, charge the heck out of the new people coming in, and they're not going to come in.
No.
That's a one-time fee where if you had it so you could build 100 new homes a year,
yes.
It's more, your tax base is more stable. And
I know of one apartment building that's been on hold for several years now, which would provide another 50, 60 units of housing for folks, and there is a waiting list, and there's a demand, there's a need in town, can't get there because of the fees. It's a simple, simple thing.
Wow.
So with that in mind, you know, that's what affects our home prices, and yeah. A lot of people look at different things, and lot costs, and land costs, and, you know, it just prevents development. It
right.
absolutely prevents development.
Stifles
in our community.
Yep. Yep.
And other communities like Rosemont, they're just exploding, you know.
But people are moving there instead, yeah.
Yep, and that's what happens. But, you know, there's still, Hastings is a good town. We draw a lot of people, so we still have people coming to town, dealing with two clients right now. I know they're going to be here, and we're going to love building for them, and we got a nice development going in South Pine. So, and along with that, we've got our model sitting out there. We're going to be on the parade. We're getting that all decorated, and so Sandpiper Circle will be on the market, and I hope everybody can get through it. Starts the weekend of March there. I think it's the last of February here. I got to get my date straight.
Okay.
And that runs for 3 weeks. So hopefully everybody can come out and look at our townhomes. We got, I think, a beautiful development. I did get that approved. The 9th got approved because they approved the 8th. I don't know. You do the math. I don't know.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtor today, Greg Jablonski. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call at United Realty, 651-437-2121.
And ask for Greg.
Yeah, ask for Greg. Or Wayne. Wayne couldn't be here today.
Okay.
So.
Or anyone on the Home Results Group.
Yes, Home Results Group.
Is it a fair statement to say, Greg, then, when you have a town that has so many upfront fees, that it's just better to buy existing real estate where you don't have to pay that fee?
The existing homes are really great buys. If you can see the house you want, that it doesn't take too much money and updating and things like that.
By the way, I know somebody that's really good at updating stuff. Your son.
Yeah, we do that, though. I mean, that's part of the business. And so when we go out, we can do this, we can do that. Hey, we got a really nice listing right now on Southview that I had open house the other day during the big snowstorm, of course. And it's gorgeous. It's on the river. It's across from the golf course. It's under $600,000.
Wow.
And it's like, I can't remember the exact square footage, but it's like 3,000 plus main floor with a finished basement.
Wow.
It's knock dead gorgeous.
That is. Wow.
And in my world, it's move-in ready.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is that good. And so I can't say enough about that home. And so it's a great opportunity.
And again, where is it? Southview?
Southview Drive, yep.
Mm-hmm. And how can folks get a hold of you if they'd like a showing or talk about
it? Give me a call at Edina Realty. You can ask for myself or Wayne, and 651-437-2121.
All righty.
Or go on edinarealty.com. You can look at our video on that. I mean, and that's part of our marketing that Home Results Group does now. And it's a good team with Wayne and I and Nate. So we're really gearing up that we've got some good marketing on homes, so we're really looking for some new inventory right now because we've sold all of our listings. So
okay, well, that's good though.
Yeah,
so that brings us to our topic of the week, winter real estate. You talked about having an open house in the middle of a snowstorm.
Yep.
Has this winter weather, it seems like it's all condensed now into a time, is that affecting real estate?
I don't know if it is. I think there's still activity, there's still traffic. Definitely it's folks that are kind of saying, well, we didn't do it last year. We're looking at interest rates are good right now. Seems like the prices have settled down a little bit. And I really think those are all true items and should be the reason a lot of people get out. This past week, we had 3 referrals from other folks that have friends that are thinking of buying, people we've sold to this past year. And all of a sudden, they're starting to say, hey, we want to look for something.
Okay. It really hasn't affected it. Is that a fair statement?
I think the pace is good. I think it's a nice pace. And, you know, we get to spring here. Who knows? I mean, I think we're going to have a little pent-up demand again because, mm-hmm. you know, it's just really going to be an active market, I believe. So people will recognize that the prices are still good when you compare it to the new construction.
Mm-hmm. And back to new construction bouncing back there, you talked about Sandpiper is one that's coming
up.
Yes,
yep, one-level home.
Okay.
And that's kind of, if there's one product today that everybody's looking for, and it kind of bridges all ages. Everybody's looking for the, quote, downsizing, and sometimes these aren't downsizing, but they're looking for that one-level home, get some right, get some prepared for retirement and things like that. I would honestly say that's a new product, to be honest with you. It's a little smaller, everything on one level, and much more affordable.
Is that built on a slab then?
That can be on a slab or it can have a basement.
Oh,
so we offer a variety. Okay. We've got some really nice floor plans. I've got one we're building right now. We happen to be building one in Red Wing. We're going to be building one in River Falls. Those will be priced at $250.
That's not a bad price at all.
I mean, that's nice square footage, too. It's
How many square feet? New design.
And we call them our Burnside plan and our Danforth plan.
Okay.
And it's the great room. It's the open spaces. 2 bedrooms, 2 baths, everything on the main floor, offers the availability to have a 3-season porch, nice layout.
Hmm.
That's what I hope to be doing in my South Oaks 4th development, is a series of these plans, Danforth and that. So we will be having those on our website, and we'll have information out at our parade model. And
we're
anxious to open those up.
And that isn't a bad price for, you're talking about downsizing, but for a starter home, that's a good solid price,
I think we'll find
too.
Them in there, yeah. And it may be that, you know, some of the costs we have in Hastings, you know, my lots in Red Wing, they're a little smaller, a little more affordable. Same thing with River Falls. We might be pushing the $265 or something in Hastings as a start point.
Mm-hmm. Well, all those extra fees.
We do have the fees. We have $5,000 of sacks and wax.
That's just
plus the lots. They aren't getting any cheaper. They're not getting any easier to do, and they just seem to throw this and throw that. I mean, you know, whatever. It's a long story there. I won't go into it today.
It is. Well, Greg, before we go again, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 89 Realty, 651-437-2121.
Greg, thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Dan.
We could have went on and on, you know.
On and on and on.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Our realtor today, Greg Jablonski with Home Results Group. You can call him at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121, and ask for any one of the Home Results Group.